This is us, KHOM Garberville, Eureka Arcata, streaming and podcasting at KHOM.com. 20 minutes after 3 o'clock, and we're joined in studio by Jackie Green, who's playing a show tonight at the Eureka Theater. Jackie, it's a real pleasure to have you in the studio. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me again.
We've been a big fan of your music. Actually, in a tiny way, your record is responsible for me getting this current rate air shift. Because I was like the weekend DJ doing like 7 to midnight. And a friend...
Does that mean I get 10%?
10%? Yeah, you can buy an extra Coke with your dinner tonight. But a friend of mine saw you down at Strawberry a number of years ago, right after Gone Wandering had first came out, and he gave me a copy of the record, which I illegally copied. I'll admit. And brought it down to the radio station, and I listened to it, and within about 5 minutes into it, I was like, this would be great for the radio station. So I gave it to Mike, who was the program director, and he really liked it, and I gained a little credibility because of it.
Excellent.
So I want to thank you for that.
No problem.
And thanks for, I mean, you've been up to Humboldt a number of times. We really appreciate you coming up here and supporting us.
Nice to come out to the farm country here.
We arranged some decent weather for you, too, so. Yeah, not raining. So
yeah, that's a start.
That's a good thing. I want to ask you about. I had a couple of questions about your association with Phil Lesh and Phil Lesh and Friends, which I guess you're still. That band is still intact, although they're doing the dead thing now.
Yeah, I mean, well, there's no official word of it not being intact. You know, I mean, as far as I know, if Phil wants to do more shows in the future, then.
Right, right. Oh, when you go to the website, you're there pictured with the band.
Yes.
And I was really, I know a couple of people, I was never lucky enough to see one of those shows, but I know people up here who went to them and just really enjoyed them. And I know one person in particular I'm thinking of who's a true Deadhead. I mean, followed them around during the 70s and 80s and went to, you know, hundreds of shows and loved the band, listened to them all the time, and said that when he saw you with Phil Lesh and Friends, that was like one of the best incarnations of that band that he'd ever seen. And I heard that from a number of people, and I can see it, given, you know, what I've read about the way that you came to the music you play and listening to those old records and being kind of a student of Americana music.
Well, I will say that you know, if anything else, you know, the whole Phil, the playing with Phil, if anything else, I would have hoped that I'd bring into it just sort of like a youthful energy, if you will, you know, just in any sort of a spark, you know, because for a lot of people that music is really sacred, and it's been around for a while now for a lot of people, but for me it's rather new, only because I was never a Deadhead, and I didn't really grow up listening to that music, but I learned a lot of songs playing with Phil, and I love a lot of those songs now, but they're still pretty fresh for me. So.
Yeah, I mean, in some ways, I would think that might be intimidating. I mean, you're coming in kind of new to a music that people have been listening to for a long time, but I think also in some ways it would work as an advantage.
Yeah, well, it's funny because, you know, it's ironically freeing in a way, you know. But you're right. Like, if you just sort of, it is sort of immediately daunting to like, oh man, we gotta learn those, you know, all these songs. But you just have to, you know, give yourself permission to do it your own way.
So, yeah, you know. Yeah. I read an interview earlier where you said that one of the pieces of advice Phil gave you was you just, you know, feel free to kind of make it your own, or
just
give yourself permission.
Give yourself permission to screw up.
Right. How, I mean, has that experience playing those tunes and playing with that band and the personnel, has it influenced the things that you do on Jackie
absolutely,
Green Records?
Absolutely. I was really touched in a way by playing a lot of those songs, you know, night after night with that band in so many different ways, and it's like an ongoing education for me. sort of a different way to do music now that I wasn't necessarily used to, but now I'm just sort of like really used to it, and like right. now it's like second nature to me to do things like that. So yeah, I've learned a lot from it, and it's been great.
Yeah, I mean, your records and the shows that I've seen you do were pretty tight. I mean, you know the instrumental breaks
more.
And things. Really, that's one of the things that you've taken from that experience.
Well, I don't know. It's hard to say, really, but you know, we definitely sort of expanded our repertoire a little bit.
Who's in your band?
Same guys as last time around: Bruce Spencer and Jeremy.
Nice.
Just, you know, regular rock and roll band, but we're straying farther from the set list than we normally do. Let's
put it
that way.
Awesome. I also had a listener call in actually earlier during Mike's show and say, oh, make sure you ask Jackie about his studio. Because we were up here, the dudes from ALO came through a little while ago, and I guess they've recorded at that studio, and Tim Bloom, has been doing it. This is a studio that you built?
That Tim and I started, actually, in San Francisco. And all of our friends are there. ALO has worked out of there. Hot Buttered Rum. Pretty sure Josh Ritter was in there. It's a cool little spot, you know. It's just like a... It's on top of a Peruvian restaurant.
Oh, really?
In the city. And it's one of those spaces. You know, if they're running the dishwasher, you can't really do a quiet guitar track.
Well, that's what I was wondering. Do you like hear plates clinking?
No, it's not that bad. It's pretty isolated, but it's if you want a chicken lunch, you can just walk downstairs and get it.
Perfect. It's a private thing that you have with a couple other people.
Yeah, it's not really open for commercial business, so to speak, but they're between Tim, myself, and the other partner, Dave. It's actually mainly Tim and Dave's thing. I'm always gone, but they're always working on some project, so they're booked up full.
Nice.
Which is great, for them.
Are you working on new material for a record in that studio?
I am, yeah.
So that's where the main place you're going to record new record?
Yeah, it is.
Nice. Are you working with Steve Berlin again? Or?
No, Tim and I are doing it.
Oh, awesome.
We've got about a quarter of it done so far. So.
Nice. So sometime in the winter, maybe we'll see it? Or?
Yeah, hopefully.
Nice. Yeah. Are you still doing... Tim that Jackie's mentioned is Tim Bloom from the Mother Hips, and you guys got together with a little side project called the Skinny Singers and put out.
That's right. That's
are you still
right.
doing that stuff?
We did, actually. As a matter of fact, we just did a Skinny Singers show in Sacramento, and it was really fun. We had some friends sit in, and it was it's always fun doing that show, because it's really like the whole idea behind it is that it's supposed to be stupidly simple. You know, so like it doesn't, like any of our musician friends, they don't have to know the songs. We can just invite them to come play.
Mm.
And the songs are also simple that it doesn't matter. And they can play along. You know? So that's sort of like the vibe of it. It's not very, there's nothing complicated about it.
So it's just go out with your friends and have a good time, basically.
Yeah.
Nice. Which always translates, you know, whenever you're in a show and you can tell the people on the stage are having a good time.
You do know the songs.
Awesome. Jackie Green is who we're talking to, and he's playing a show tonight at the Eureka Theater, thanks to Passion Presents for bringing him to town, and Truth and Salvage Company opening up a band out of L.A. Can we talk into a couple songs?
Sure, let's do it.
this ain't a right, but it's a living. You got to take just what you are given, 'cause luck only matters with the cards and the women, and sometimes not at all. Sometimes it gets a little rough, like a wheel's made of steel going an uphill mountain. Better stand tall if you're gonna stand at all. If you're gonna fall, well, you might as well fall. Said to Madam Rose, I seen you twice already without your clothes. But I suggest, honey, what I propose is that you see me without mine. Tell John Henry, Cassius Clay, swing an iron for a living is one hell of a way. Whatever you do, don't let your hammer stray. I believe we'll be just fine. Sometimes it gets a little rough, like a wheel's made of steel on an uphill mountain. Better stand tall if you're gonna stand at all. And if you're gonna crawl, well, you might as well.
I forgot the last verse there for a second. Sorry about that. You mentioned that that Gone Wanted. I'll do that, an old one. Excuse me. Telling me to ramble on.
seen the sun, felt the rain, busted loose my ball and chain. Seen the man, and what I seen, he's just like you, he's just like me. And I've gone wandering again, I'm out the door, I'm walking by myself down the street like the night before, and I should be home, bitch. But the notion in my head is telling me to ramble on.
Excuse me.
Jackie Green. Tickets available locally, $25. We got the works.
What time do we play tonight?
8:30, Truth and Salvage Company.
Oh, yeah, come out and check out Truth and Salvage Company. Great band from L.A. Actually, they're not really from L.A. They're all from different parts of the country, but they met L.A. is their sort of where they're starting from.
Can we talk into one more?
Sure. Can it be a Merle Haggard song?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Led a prisoner down the hallway to his doom. I stood up to say goodbye like all the rest, and I heard him. Song I used to hear, make my old memories come alive, and take me away and turn back the years. Sing me back home before I. I recall last Sunday morning, a choir from off the street came in to sing a few old gospel songs, and I heard him tell the singer, there's a song can I hear it once before you move along? Won't you sing me back home the song I used to hear? Make my old memories come alive.
Absolutely. Come on out tonight, folks.
Eureka Theater, door 7:30, show begins.
We'll even do a Grateful Dead song.
There it is.
I know there's some deadheads hiding out up here.
One or two.
One or two.
Awesome. Well, thanks. Big thanks again, Jack Green, for coming down.
Sure.
Show's tonight. Store 7:30. Show starts at 8:30. Theater, everybody go out. Thanks, Jack.
Take care. Thank you.
42 minutes after 3 o'clock here in KHMI. Short break, but we'll be right back. That was great. Thank you very much.
That was fun. Thanks for having me again. Appreciate